This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So there's this website that lets you take old pictures and animate them. Like there's that famous picture of Frederick Douglass that everyone knows, and they were able to reanimate that. And it's pretty cool.
Why would you want that?
I don't know. It was.
Do you want to see your dead? I don't know.
Yeah. They could animate your parents.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah.
Would you want that? Do you want to see your mom? Because you've never really seen Harry Potter, but like their newspapers do that. Like you're looking at the newspaper and like Sirius Black is like.
I literally was thinking like, no, I don't want this. And then I heard Harry Potter and I was like, yes, I want this.
I want this. It's.
God, that, yeah, yes.
I mean, you
no.
could get it for real on your own if your parents are still alive. But with you, you don't have any of that. But you, they could, it's the deep fake technology. And if you've not seen deep fakes,
yeah,
it'll screw your life up.
I don't even dream about them. So if I saw them in motion or moving or sound or something, that'd be weird.
You don't?
I know.
When was the last time you did? They've passed how many years ago? 20, 30?
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah.
I hardly remember what they sound like, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't.
I would. Yes.
I have taken up after you, though. I have. This is really dark, but I've saved a ton of voicemails for my parents.
Good.
Is that weird?
No.
Yeah, I have a few saved.
Good. You do? Like good ones?
Good ones. Yeah. And then cards. I save like the really special cards.
Good for you.
My parents.
They never sent you.
My parents literally just sign their name on cards. It drives me nuts.
Really?
Like, yeah, there's no.
My dad writes like a heartfelt message in every single
good
one.
For you.
And
he good for you.
But like, it's almost, you know, it's so sweet. And it's like, but he does it for everything. Like Valentine's Day, birthday.
He does?
Yeah. Easter, like every holiday I get a card. Halloween.
Is he like emotional with you, or is that his way of, he kind of funnels his emotions through the card?
Would you say his love language is words of affirmation?
Oh my God. Sounds that way. Or at least that's the way he.
Yeah, that's at least the way he
expresses.
Yeah.
I see.
Weird.
I know. But just reading them through the years, because recently I had to like go through all that stuff. And I do feel, I was like, wow, I was really lucky that even when I was like working some like dumb job and was like broke as hell and not knowing what I was doing in life, he always said in his card, like, I'm proud of you. And I was like, man, I was always like, yeah, whatever. Like, but now I'm like, wow, I was so lucky to have a parent say, like, affirm that throughout the years, even when I was like, being a piece of poop, you know?
Is it too late for me to start that with my kids?
No.
Wow, I should really start doing that.
I do it every day.
You do?
Every night.
Aww.
Because yeah. I give him his last bottle of the night. I tell him I'm proud of him and I'm proud of the person he's becoming.
Aww.
And I also read that you're supposed to say you should be proud of yourself because that way his pride doesn't have to come from other people.
Boom.
Come from himself as well.
You know,
oh my God, you can just see me melting down over here, right? Because I'm like, I'm doing it all wrong. Because we constantly told them they were great, which is not the same thing as that you're saying. Like, we've overly praised them, but not told them why or that we're proud, necessarily. Like, lately I've been telling Noah I'm super proud because he got into Regis, and it's like, but I love the idea of telling him you should be proud of yourself.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's brilliant.
That is.
Who told you that? Because you didn't get that on your own.
No, I saw it on Instagram. It was a meme.
Oh, my God.
You can learn a lot from the internet.
I read so many biographies of famous people, and they all say the same thing. I never got that affirmation from my parents. It was always the opposite.
Yep.
It was like with your parents with guitar.
Yep. It made me harder and like more willing to do anything.
So then do you not want to say that to make sure that they have this drive?
You're right. They would have killed to hear their parents say that just once. Would that have killed the drive or gone, no, I want to do this?
Probably would have killed the drive. Like the people who I know from my youth who got all the positive affirmation peaked at high school.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But Amber didn't. Like, she's the... Like,
no.
You got tons of positive affirmation, you just said, right?
Yeah, but I experienced other trauma.
Okay, so...
Like, I think from my peers, I always had a little more difficult.
Huh.
Well, I think there's a way to do it, too. There's, like, just praising because we always praise you, and then it's like, I can do no wrong. Or there's praising. Like, I try not to say, it's so hard, but I try not to say, like, you're handsome. Because it's like, so what?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or like, what did I do to be handsome? Nothing. I'm just, you know.
That's right. True.
So it's like, I'm proud of, it's weird to say without him here, I'm proud of like the person you're becoming. Like, you're smiley, you're friendly, you're like, you're doing these
wow.
things that you can control.
There
and
it is.
He just is like, yeah, put me in. Put me down.
Give me that bottle.
Yeah.
That's awesome you guys do
You're
that.
Killing my drive.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.